Hello. I'm old and I like to lie. A disclaimer of sorts. I'm a liar, and I don't care who knows it. I make stuff up all the time. Before you start speculating about my character and my sanity, let me explain myself. I make stuff up because I have to. It's not just something I like to do. I mean, I do like to do it. I thoroughly enjoy making stuff up. Fingers crossed behind my back, flights of fancy make my motor run, shake my groove thing, turn me on. I do like to make stuff up. I love it. It's also kind of ingrained in me. My brain naturally just leans in the direction of half-truths. My brain turns toward fiction, like a flower to the sun, like writing with my right hand. Fabrication is like a bad habit that feels good, easy to pick up, hard to quit. Spinning tall tales, knitting yarns made of stories is my dirty little vice, and I like it. But it's not just a bad habit. I need to do it. I have to do it. It turns out that making stuff up is a job. For real. Seriously. The very thing that had me on my knees in church during recess reciting the rosary for one nun or another at St. Mary's Catholic School in Park Forest, Illinois, is an actual honest-to-Jesus, Mary, and Joseph job. Don't tell anyone, but my mom, she escaped from Russia. She was engaged to this guy, Vladimir. She had to leave the love of her life behind and everything. It's so sad. And now she has to pretend she's a totally regular American or we could all be killed. Of course I speak Russian. Duh. What? She's Black Russian, stupid. Like White Russian, but Black Russian. Anyway, it doesn't matter what kind of Russian. We can never go there ever. She's a dead woman over there now. For trying to assassinate Leonid Brezhnev. What do you mean, why? Don't you know anything? To stop nuclear winter. To save America. Duh. You'd think I'd get extra credit for knowing who Leonid Brezhnev was. You'd think I'd get bonus points for reading up on Russian politics. You'd think someone would thank me for educating my fellow 10-year-olds about the Cold War. Knees, nuns, church, rosary. I can recite the rosary in my sleep. I have recited the rosary in my sleep. Making stuff up is responsible for that. Making stuff up is responsible for everything. Everything I've done, everything I am, everything I have. But all the tales, the fiction, the stories I've spun. It is highly likely that right now, today, I'd be a very quiet librarian in Ohio. Instead, the figments of my imagination altered whatever downward path the nuns at school expected my life to take. The stuff I made up carried me from the small bedroom I shared with my sister Sandy in the suburbs of Chicago to an Ivy League dorm room in the hills of New Hampshire, and then it took me all the way to Hollywood. My destiny rides squarely on the back of my imagination. The sinful stories that earned me prayer as penance during recess are the same stories that now allow me to buy a bottle of wine plus a steak at the grocery store and not worry about the price. Being able to buy wine and steak and not think about the price is very important to me. It was a goal. Because when I was a struggling graduate student in film school, I often had no money. And so I often had to choose between wine and things like toilet paper. Steak did not even enter the equation. It was wine or toilet paper. Wine or toilet paper. The toilet paper did not always win. Hold up. Did I just see you give me a look? Was that... Did you just judge me? No. You're not about to come up into this book and judge me. That is not how we are going to start off this journey. We are going to ease on down the road. We are in this book together, my friend. So let she who is without wine cast the first stone. Otherwise, sometimes the toilet paper does not win. Sometimes a broke woman needs the red wine more. So you'll have to cut me some slack if I'm unapologetic about my love for the magic of a little bit of fibbing and invention. Because I make stuff up for a living. Imagining is now my job. I write television shows. I make up characters. I create whole worlds in my head. I add words to the lexicon of daily conversation. Maybe you talk about your vajayjay and tell your friend that someone got poked because of my shows. I birth babies. I end lives. I dance at